The Orphan's Gift, written by Renita De Silva and read by Kristin Atherton. When Alice wakes, she knows immediately that all is not right. There's something vital missing. She looks around her at a world pixelated by the mosquito net that drapes her cot. The windows are open, and moist air laced with cinnamon, frying onions, caramelized sugar and cardamom drifts in through the mesh screen that keeps insects at bay. She is hot, sweaty, but that is not what distresses her. It is the sound of laughter, warm and unconstrained, just beneath her window. Now the chuckles, which she imagines as bright rainbows, stop, and natter begins. She cannot take any more. She opens her mouth and screams.
Arre, Missy Baba, why the upset?
Aya laughs, gathering Alice to her, twirling her around. And even though Alice is comforted, that dark, fathomless upset of being left out, abandoned, which had squeezed her heart, the notion that the world was turning, people going about their lives having forgotten all about her, the fear so vivid she can still taste it, salty bitter, returns in remembered sobs that come as hiccups now her wailing has quieted. Alice breathes in Aya's soothing smell, the tang of perspiration, jasmine from the creamy white flowers circling her bun, and sweet rose from the joss sticks she burns to the gods religiously every morning and evening, and peers around her shoulder, searching. Searching. Where is her friend? Aya reads her mind even before she can formulate the word Raju. Your first word, Aya likes to say, her voice warm. Not mother, father, or even Aya, but Raju. I was worried when your mother handed you over to me as a baby that my own Baba might be jealous. But when Raju saw you crying, he started up as well. And when I soothed you, he grinned and clapped his hands. You were a newborn, but you squinted up at him then, and I swear you smiled. That was it. Raju's little face lit up with joy. And after that, you were inseparable.